Definitely, these elections have been very significant in the sense that this is for the first time in which the Justice and Development Party, the party that Erdogan founded and has been in charge of for more than 20 years, has lost the majority of the votes in Turkey. Until now, it always gained the most large votes. And this comes against the backdrop of a major economic crisis in Turkey. This has been going on for several years, but now we see a sort of a delayed response to this. And perhaps people felt more free to vote against Erdogan in the local elections, in contrast to nationwide elections, which we had last year, in which Erdogan still won.
He won, but it was a much tougher vote.
Yes, also in the a year ago, he had to go to a second round in the presidential elections. But still, basically, all the conditions that are now in place, that people are not happy about the economic situation, that there is still a lot of anger about what happened in the earthquake, in the sense that there were buildings that collapsed because of corruption and not because of, just because of the earthquake. All this has been in place already last year, but sort of now we see the delayed reaction.
So even though these are local municipal elections, it sounds like the vote was very much a kind of national referendum on Erdogan.
So for Erdogan, that's part of his character. He makes every election as a kind of referendum about his role. So definitely this was a certain blow to him. But you're right. These are, at the end of the day, these are municipal elections. These are local elections. They are limited in their importance, and we'll have to wait and see what happens 4 years from now, in which there are planned again parliamentary and presidential elections.
What could this mean then going forward, especially for perhaps some of those municipal figures or city figures? I'm thinking specifically about Istanbul, who might also potentially be seen as national political figures down the road.
Yeah, definitely. The Istanbul mayor that now got another tenure in his job is seen as a potential candidate for being Turkey's president in the next Turkish presidential elections. I have to say, however, there are court cases against him. He's already been charged, basically, and so he's now appealing, and we'll see if his appeal will be received. But if not, then he might have legal issues in running as a president in 4 years from now.
Given some of the issues the public was conveying to Erdogan, its dissatisfaction, could he be expected to respond in some way from a domestic political perspective?
It would be very hard for Erdogan to respond to the public outcry about the economic situation. Basically, the public is there's a need for severe economic measures that are hurting the public, but there's no other alternative because the inflation is out of control. So you have to raise the interest rate, and of course, that's a big problem for the simple person, but Turkey has to do some difficult economic measures in order to get out of this economic crisis. And in this respect, Erdogan doesn't really have a choice what to do going forward. He can only hope that the economic crisis will be over 4 years from now.
Is it a sign, perhaps, that his own political star is setting, or it's too early to tell?
Well, he himself has said he would not run again in 2028, but we take this statement with a grain of salt. He might decide later on to change his mind about this. But definitely, he's been now more than 20 years in power. He is still very much a strong leader, but and yet his age is showing, and the public is getting a little tired of him.
Finally, the Israel perspective. Israel's foreign minister praised the outcome. Did Israel play into this at all?
Yes, definitely. The situation in Gaza and the war in Gaza has been also an issue in the municipal elections, although this is, of course, a foreign policy issue. People have criticized Erdogan for not going far enough in his criticism to Israel, that he stays only in the rhetoric, but he's not severed the trade relations with Israel. He was criticized both from the more religious party, but also from the more leftist opposition on this issue. This was part of the political campaign of the opposition. In this respect, the Israel's foreign minister tweet in this respect was criticized, also within Israel, but also from abroad, of not understanding what happened in the political system in Turkey, and that basically all the Turkish public opinion is against what Israel is doing in Gaza. And in this respect, he's congratulating people who have also called for stopping the trade with Israel.